This is a dictation, new patient visit. Name of the patient is ZBIGNIEW. Last name Wojcik, Wojcik. Patient is a Polish gentleman. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of automobile accident is 6/29/2021. Date of service is 5/4/2023. History of chief complaints are severe headaches associated with loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, loss of concentration, erectile dysfunctions, blurred vision, and pain symptoms, severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back with radiation to the left buttock. History of surgery. The pain is constant. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient allegedly was involved in an accident on 6/29/2021 on around 11 o'clock. He was driving a minivan, Dodge Caravan, and alone. He was restrained. He was at 2 or 3 miles an hour, and he was hit by a pickup truck and was rear-ended at an intersection light. The location of the accident and the city of accident and the streets are not available at this moment. In this accident, he was rear-ended at a speed of 45-50 miles by a pickup truck, and he was driving a Dodge Caravan minivan. The patient was able to extricate himself and also felt fine immediately after the crash. And he was wearing seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, it was not hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. He was not taken to the hospital immediately after the accident. The injury patient reported there was no direct head trauma, and damage to the car is also not completed at this time, and I may have to dictate it at a later date or tomorrow. I'm going to dictate the detail of the accident, damage, and the injuries that the patient suffered. Patient says that he has written down that he was slowing down at the intersection light and trying to turn left, but the car behind him hit him with a full speed, 45-50 miles an hour. He went to Troy Beaumont Hospital emergency room 4 days later on 7/3/2021. He started having severe worse neck pain, especially with the range of motions, and severe pain in the lower back, shooting down to the left back along with the headaches that started worsening. A CT scan of the cervical spine was found negative and he was discharged on pain medication. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from severe headaches that are located to the front and back with moderately severe. They are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 and they are off and on, not associated with any light or noise or nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. History of a traumatic brain injury is as follows. There is no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, no history of confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, no history of nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, loss of vision, no history of taste problem or smell problem, no history of TMJ problem or facial muscle problem. The positive symptoms are loss of memory, loss of concentration, loss of equilibrium, feels like walking like a drunk, blurred vision, erectile dysfunction. He also reports of difficulty walking and fatigue. However, no subtle anesthesia is reported. No lightheadedness, anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No sleep disturbance. He does have some weakness. Regarding the pain, patient is now having a continuous severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. Neck pain is 6 to 7, middle back pain is 5 to 6, sharp, and the lower back pain is 10, shooting down to the left buttock. Neck pain is occasionally radiating down to the right shoulder area and upper arm and forearm in lateral fashion, lateral part of the forearm involving thumb as numbness tingling. Patient report that these headaches are 9 to 10 many times and last for a few hours to an entire day. These pains are described in general as shooting, stabbing, sharp, and heavy. They're 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, and improved by medications, physical therapy, surgery, sitting. He reportedly can walk up to 30 minutes, sometimes less. He can sit up to 2 to 3 hours. He can stand up less than 20 minutes. He cannot bend. He can go upstairs by himself. He sleeps 2 to 3 hours. He feels upset and depressed as he cannot work. He used to repair windows, but now he has not worked for the last 2-3 years after the accident. He has muscle weakness of the right arm, and he drops the phone as well as dinner plates. He has a constant numbness and tingling of the right arm involving the thumb. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. He has had x-rays, CT scan, and MRIs in the last 3 years at Beaumont Hospital and at Garden City Hospital. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that he did not go to the ER immediately, but he went to the Beaumont Hospital in Troy where 4 days later, because he couldn't move his neck and it was quite painful. They did a CT scan, which was found to be completely normal. First, he went to Beaumont Urgent Care, which referred to Beaumont Hospital. He was there for 6 to 8 hours. The x-rays were done, CT scan of the neck, and then he was discharged. He started seeing his primary care physician, Dr. Narga, N-A-R-G-A. Doctor who referred him to a neurosurgeon, Dr. Zanorana, Z-A-N-O-R-A-N-O, and there was some insurance problem, so he could not continue seeing him. Thereafter, he was referred to Dr. Mohan, who took him to the Garden City Hospital, one epidural and one sacroiliac joint injection, and he operated on L5-S1 with laminectomy. However, the patient did not improve. He still consisted of pain shooting down to the left buttock. Neck pain was never addressed to yet. System review is unremarkable. Past surgical history positive for L5-S1 surgery with laminectomy on 4/21/2022 at Garden City Hospital by Dr. Mohan. He also underwent other surgeries like tumor removal, knee surgery he had by Dr. Mendelson for knee replacement, and thumb surgery, ORIF, in 2010. Allergies none. Mother is deceased. Due to the heart problem, father is deceased due to the liver problem. Siblings, 3 brothers, 1 sister, unknown. For them, one brother is deceased in UK. Talk. Relationship status. Patient is married. He has got 2 kids and he lives with them. Employment status. Patient is unemployed due to the pain since the automobile accident. He is a window repairer. Disability history. Patient is disabled. Legal history. Patient is using Mr. Victor Valentino as the attorney representing his case. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, please mention that patient reports that running and doing yard work are affected 10. Vacuuming is affected 9. Dressing, standing, home chores are affected 8. Personal hygiene, bathing, walking, and ability to leave dinner plates are affected 7. Doing laundry, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen is affected 6. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 151 over 104. Pulse 76. Pulse ox is 100. Height 5'9". Weight is 200. This is a 53-year-old Polish gentleman, white man. Who is alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting reasonably comfortably, well built, well nourished, hydration is good, not obese. He appears in anguish of pain, severe pain phases. However, there is no acute distress or shortness of breath. Patient does appear severely anxious and he, however, has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices like cane or rollator walker. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar of 2 inches at L4 to L5 and S1, midline scar for previous surgery at this area. Neurological examination is completely normal. Psychiatric is normal. And in the musculature, examination is normal. Trapezius muscle has some spasm. In the, especially the right side at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is from the template. It is mentioned in the inspection there is a scar 2 inch long at L4, L5, S1 area midline. Spine tenderness is present at C567, T4567 and L5S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint area. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the area of T5 to L5 with 1 plus hypertonicity and no trigger points, no tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited at flexion of 25, extension 30, side flexion 25, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension 10, side flexion 10, bilateral rotation 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, negative. Purling sign is positive. Lermit test, positive. Distraction test, positive. Sotoval test, negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test was positive. Slump test, positive. Brzezinski-Kernick test, negative. Straight leg ring test, positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral egress test is positive. कैंप टेस्ट पॉजिटिव, ब्रेगर टेस्ट नेगेटिव, एवेंस के साइन नेगेटिव, सैक्रिलेक जॉइंट्स आर फाउंड टू बी माइल्डली टेंडर विद स्टैंडिंग फ्लेक्शन टेस्ट नेगेटिव, इलिया कंप्रेशन टेस्ट नेगेटिव, डिस्ट्रेक्शन टेस्ट नेगेटिव, फेबर टेस्ट पॉजिटिव बायलेटरली and Gosselin test positive bilaterally, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the right upper extremities, the rest of the extremities on the left upper and both lower are completely normal. No issue in the left shoulder, left elbow, left hand and wrist, both hips, both knees, both ankle and foot are normal, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. With normal range of motion of the all these joints, quick test negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed. Gait normal. The examination of the right upper extremity reveals that the motor power is 4/5. The grip is poor. However, the carpal tunnel testing was negative. The trinal sign, phalen sign are negative. There is no thenar prominence atrophy. Muscle weakness is present. Range of motions of the right arm is normal. Although there is a motor weakness and some pain in the shoulder is present, and trapezius muscle spasm is noticed. The inspection palpation do not show any abnormal finding on the shoulder except for tenderness of the trapezius and supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon area. Hawken Kennedy test was negative, and empty beer can test positive, negative, and speed test near test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT, G89.21, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S06.9XOS, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09. M54.6, 51.24, M54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXL. LS spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.4XXL, M54.42, M96.1, M54.08, M48.06. M47.817. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, M43.28, M453.3, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for ZBIGNIEWWOJCIK is from the template. Treatment plan will be as follows. The patient has been ordered to undergo a functional analysis and get evaluated for current level of functional disability, to apply for disability, and also for understanding of what additional modalities to be used. Patient agrees for that. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, especially to the trapezius muscle, left shoulder muscle. SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy and headache. Furoset 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headache. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. In the narcotics, patient was provided Tylenol codeine number 4, 60 tablets to help with the ongoing pain control, to help in the ADLs and all that. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry. Patient is feeling anxious and depressed, and he needs help with the hypnosis, behavioral modification to help him rise up. He also needs counseling, neuropsych consultation. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We are able to have the records from the past, and they are as follows. This cervical spine MRI dated 10/3/2022 shows the following. Multilevel degenerative disease consisting of diffuse intervertebral disc space height loss with disc desiccation and marginal disc osteophyte complexes. Grade 1 retrolysis of C6 to C7 chronic appearing. There is an uncovertebral joint arthropathy at C5-6. At C6-7, there is a grade 1 retrolysis with posterior disc osteophyte complex, mildly indenting the ventral aspect of the spinal cord, but causing no significant central canal stenosis, uncovertebral joint arthropathy. CT scan of the lumbar spine dated 9/8/2022 from Garden City Hospital reads that there is a post L5 laminectomy with the intervening disc spacer in place, grade 1 anterior lysis of L5-S1 and thoracolumbar scoliosis. There is a facet arthropathy from L1 to all the way to L5 in addition. Moderate to severe, causing severe neural foramina narrowing and foramina stenosis. MRI of the sacrum without contrast is also available, dated 10/3/2022 from Garden City Hospital. It shows moderate degenerative changes in the bilateral sacroiliac joint with subchondral edema inferiorly and a small amount of internal fluid seen bilaterally. No discrete osseous erosion. Lower lumbar spine has a degenerative disorder, post-surgical changes. Lower lumbar spine facet arthropathy with small facet joint effusions. Mild to moderate bilateral hip joint degenerative changes with traces of bilateral hip effusion. Bilateral inferior paraspinal musculature at the level of sacrum posterior to L5 laminectomy. Defect likely indicative of intramuscular edema, however, with no internal fluid collection. Records from Garden City Hospital were reviewed. After that, the records from Beaumont Hospital, Troy, are also reviewed. Patient went to the ER 4 days later after the accident. Then he started having severe pain in the neck, especially the range of motion, shooting pain in the lower back to the right buttocks and pain in the right arm and weakness of the right arm. Took him there. The CT scan that was done subsequently did not show any major finding. X-ray of the left knee shows arthritis. X-ray of bilateral elbow showed arthritis. X-ray of the right knee showed arthritis. And he was provided on 12/20/2022 at Garden City Hospital. Sacroiliac joint injection, facet joint injection. A disc spacer was found, was provided in laminectomy on L5S1 on. The patient has recovered somehow, somewhat, but not perfectly. We have ordered a new set of MRI for a complete spine at M1 MRH to identify current progress so that a new treatment plan can be considered. He is also referred to a functional analysis with the US Rehab to identify his current performance status. Interventional pain procedures are on hold until the new MRI is arrived. Surgical options, we discussed with Dr. Mohan, and it appears that he was not willing to operate on his neck since there is not much to gain after surgery. The surgery is therefore on hold. Referred to neuropsychiatric evaluation is yes. Attended care case worker is yes if needed. Past medical records have been reviewed from the Beaumont Hospital and from Garden City Hospital. Investigation. A new MRI, complete MRI without contrast has been ordered for the cervical, thoracic and lumbar spine, DME. The patient already has back brace, tense unit. I provided him a traction device for the neck to help him further exercise. Education is yes, and follow-up visit is in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.